I have a couple questions about the Emmy nominees. Jason Nathanson, the ABC Entertainment reporter, joins us once in a while. We asked him to jump on for a couple minutes. Hi, Jason. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, good to be here. I'm good.
Game of Thrones, 22 nominations. Saturday Night Live picks up 21, and Westworld picks up 21. What are the headlines for you for the Emmys this year?
Well, one of the big headlines is that HBO, which has dominated for the last 18 years with the most nominations, has finally been dethroned by Netflix. Netflix now beating HBO, 112 nominations for Netflix, 108 for HBO. That is a sea change that we've seen coming for quite a while as the streaming services and the online services have slowly overtaken network and then now cable as well when it comes to prestige and nominations. Although when it comes to actually winning the big awards, I don't think Netflix really has a chance. Their two entries in the drama category are Stranger Things and The Crown. The Crown, which is fantastic. I'd be happy if it won.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to. Stranger Things doesn't have a chance. I'm actually surprised Stranger Things isn't even nominated for drama series for its second season. And then on the comedy side of things, Netflix has Glow and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Neither of those are going to win. So it's looking for that big win. Last year, Hulu broke through to be the first streaming service to win in the best drama series category with The Handmaid's Tale. Netflix wants a win of its own like that.
What do you like then this year for the drama and the comedy?
For drama, now, Handmaid's Tale, which won last year but didn't have to face Game of Thrones, this year does face Game of Thrones, so that's going to be a strong fight there. I think it's between the two of those shows. You know, like I said, The Crown is fantastic, but I don't see it winning. But if there's anything that's going to spoil, maybe it could be that. This Is Us, also, you know, a great show, very popular, but it's not going to win. I would love to see The Americans win. It was nominated, thankfully, for its final season. The relationship between the Emmy voters and The Americans hasn't been great. It hasn't been nominated often, I think just one other time. So it's great to see that nominated for its final season, and if it wins, that's fantastic. Stranger Things and Westworld are the other two in the drama category. I don't see they have a chance because their second seasons, critics didn't really seem to like them. A lot of people really didn't seem to, you know, not hate them, but didn't love them like they did the first seasons. On the comedy side of things, it's interesting because Veep has won the past few years running, and it's not eligible this year because there's no new season. So there's going to be a new winner in the comedy series category, which is great. I think Atlanta has a great shot. That's Donald Glover's comedy, which has done very, very well at other award shows. You have Barry, which is brand new from HBO, which is a lot of fun. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel also is got a lot of buzz about it. It won, I believe, at some of the early award shows as well. That's an Amazon show, so that has a that could win. And also, I guess, you know, they're calling one of the bigger snubs, although I don't like the word snub. But Modern Family, not nominated this year in the comedy series category. That's the first time in its 9 years that it hasn't been nominated.
Are there any performers or performances that you think are that you're happy to see? I'm looking at Bill Hader got nominated for Barry and lead actor in a comedy series. What else is just making you smile about all of this today?
Lead actor in a drama series, Jason Bateman for Ozark, makes me happy because I love that show. It didn't get a nomination in the drama series category, so I'm happy to see it recognized there. Sandra Oh in the lead actress in a drama series category for Killing Eve. That makes her the first actress of Asian descent to ever get a Best Actress nomination. And Killing Eve is fantastic. I also would have liked to have seen Killing Eve in the drama series category instead of Westworld or Stranger Things. So I'm glad to see it nominated there. Kerry Russell and the Americans, which I've already talked about my love for that, and glad to see her nominated in its last season. Matthew Reese as well for the Americans. And then a surprise in the lead actress drama series category that I don't think most people saw coming was Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black, who has been nominated before and done very well, but that show kind of fell off the radar. So her nomination there means no Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones did not get an acting nomination in the lead or for female or male actors. And also, Mandy Moore from This Is Us. A lot of people thought she deserved to be in there for lead actress, but she did not get in there. So that's kind of a surprise there.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Sandra Oh in Killing Eve, but her co-star, that other crazy lady that she's tracking down, I don't see her nominated. And as much as we all love Sandra Oh in that series, how is she not nominated? I think she's fantastic.
That's a great point. Jodie Comer, or Comer is her name, and she is so good. I mean, she is the series. She takes things to another level. Sandra Oh is fantastic and likable, but Jodie is the standout there. And a lot of people were hoping that both of them would be nominated for that, but they only had room for one, so Sandra Oh gets it because her name's in the title. She is Eve in the show. So
yeah. One last thing. I don't know if people take more interest in the Trevor Noah, Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel, because not only are those fun and funny and entertaining shows, but they're so politically charged and the president is engaging with them. Variety talk series, you've got Trevor Noah, Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver, and James Corden. Just talk briefly about that category and what you think of the nominees.
You mean a list of President Trump's best friends?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I mean, these are people that they do not like. And, you know, I think giving Samantha Bee a nomination, especially after the controversy that she stepped in, is a clear signal, not that you needed one, of where Hollywood stands, but I think this list is a clear signal of that, because all of the people on here have tangled with President Trump in the past. Some are doing their best work of their show. Stephen Colbert, for sure, his ratings are the best of the late night bunch. You don't see Jimmy Fallon on there, and Jimmy Fallon, a lot of people didn't like him because of the way he treated President Trump when Trump was a candidate on his show. Daily Show takes him on. Samantha Bee, of course, takes him on. Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver. James Corden, not so much. He does a little bit in his jokes. James Corden is probably the most variety of that. He gets the nod for his carpool karaoke and things like that. But the rest of them take on the president.
Yeah. Has Jimmy Fallon been fairly beat up about that, or unfairly beat up? I mean, it's not like they golfed together. It was an episode or two where he tousled his hair, but he can't seem to shake that thing.
I think it's that, but it's more than that. I think that was a lot of people who don't like Jimmy Fallon wanting to blame him for something. And I don't know if you can blame Jimmy Fallon for... If you don't like President Trump, I don't think you can blame Jimmy Fallon for President Trump becoming president because he tousled his hair.
About it.
That doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, how many people out there are wondering, for years, what's been going on with President Trump's hair? So I think that he just did what a lot of people wanted to do.
How's our boy George Clooney doing? Have you heard anything?
There are photos of him getting on a plane, I believe, this morning or late yesterday. He seemed to be hobbling a little. They were just photos, so you can't really tell, but he's bracing himself on stuff. He's being helped out of the car and helped up onto the plane. He doesn't look terrible. Banged up. His face looks okay, which I know a lot of people are thrilled to hear that his face looks okay. I think he's recovering and he's going to be fine eventually.
60 miles an hour, 20 feet in the air, does a flip. Unbelievable that he's alive.
It really is incredible. And when you look at the pictures of the cars and everything, and you hear what happened, not only that it's incredible that he's alive, but he doesn't have seemingly any major broken bones. He was in and out of the hospital very quickly, so he doesn't have any serious injuries either.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like, you know, break your leg, we'll fix that. But the face needs to stay. And the face is okay, correct? That's a national treasure. That's something that we as Americans value, you know what I mean?
Do not harm George Clooney's face. I'm sure they're... protect the face at all costs.
I think that's a Facebook motto page now. Yeah, exactly. Jason Nathanson's the ABC Entertainment reporter, and he joins us once in a while. Thanks so much for your time, Jason. We appreciate it.
Sure thing. My pleasure.
Yep, there he goes.